today is December 1st. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome to the final month, the 12th month of the year. Goodness, where does the time go? Today is the 335th day in a row of this year that we have navigated together. And I am grateful, as always, to be here around the global campfire with you as we embark upon and navigate through, I guess we'd call this the home stretch, the busy stretch for sure. Grateful, grateful, deeply grateful to be here with you today. We are moving our way through the book of Daniel at this point. Let's jump into Daniel chapter 8 today. In the third year of King Belshazzar's reign, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that had appeared to me previously. In this vision, I saw myself in Susa, the citadel, which is located in the province of Elam. In the vision, I saw myself at the Ulai Canal. I looked up and saw a ram with two horns standing at the canal. Its two horns were both long, but one was longer than the other. The longer one was coming up after the shorter one. I saw that the ram was butting westward, northward, and southward. No animal was able to stand before it, and there was none who could deliver from its power. It did as it pleased and acted arrogantly. While I was contemplating all this, a male goat was coming from the west over the surface of all the land, without touching the ground. This goat had a conspicuous horn between its eyes. It came to the two-horned ram that I had seen standing beside the canal and rushed against it with raging strength. I saw it approaching the ram. It went into a fit of rage against the ram and struck it and broke off its two horns. The ram had no ability to resist it. The goat hurled the ram to the ground and trampled it. No one could deliver the ram from its power. The male goat acted even more arrogantly, but no sooner had the large horn become strong than it was broken, and there arose four conspicuous horns in its place, extending toward the four winds of the sky. From one of them came a small horn, but it grew to be very great toward the south and the east and toward the beautiful land. It grew so great, it reached the army of heaven, and it brought about the fall of some of the army and some of the stars to the ground, where it trampled them. It also acted arrogantly against the prince of the army, from whom the daily sacrifice was removed and whose sanctuary was thrown down. The army was given over, along with the daily sacrifice, in the course of his sinful rebellion. It hurled truth to the ground and enjoyed success. Then I heard a holy one speaking. Another holy one said to the one who was speaking, "To what period of time does the vision pertain? This vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the destructive act of rebellion and the giving over of both the sanctuary and army to be trampled." He said to me, "To 2300 evenings and mornings. Then the sanctuary will be put right again." While I, Daniel, was watching the vision, I sought to understand it. Now one who appeared to be a man was standing before me. Then I heard a human voice coming from between the banks of the Ulai. It called out, "Gabriel, enable this person to understand the vision." So he approached the place where I was standing. As he came, I felt terrified and fell flat on the ground. Then he said to me, "Understand, son of man, that the vision pertains to the time of the end." As he spoke with me, I fell into a trance with my face to the ground. But he touched me and stood me upright. Then he said, I am going to inform you about what will happen in the latter time of wrath, for the vision pertains to the appointed time of the end. The ram that you saw with the two horns stands for the kings of Media and Persia. The male goat is the king of Greece, and the large horn between its eyes is the first king. The horn that was broken, and in whose place there arose four others, stands for four kingdoms that will arise from his nation, though they will not have his strength. Toward the end of their rule, when rebellious acts are complete, a rash and deceitful king will arise. His power will be great, but it will not be by his strength alone. He will cause terrible destruction. He will be successful in what he undertakes. He will destroy powerful people and the people of the Holy Ones. By his treachery, he will succeed through deceit. He will have an arrogant attitude, and he will destroy many who are unaware of his schemes. He will rise up against the Prince of Princes, yet he will be broken apart, but not by human agency. The vision of the evenings and mornings that was told to you is correct, but you should seal up the vision, for it refers to a time many days from now. I, Daniel, was exhausted and sick for days. Then I got up and again carried out the king's business, but I was astonished at the vision, and there was no one to explain it. First John 2:1-17. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. Now, by this we know that we have come to know God, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know God, and yet does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in such a person. But whoever obeys his word truly in this person, the love of God has been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he resides in God ought himself to walk just as Jesus walked. Dear friends, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have already heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light but still hates his fellow Christian is still in the darkness. The one who loves his fellow Christian resides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his fellow Christian is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, that your sins have been forgiven because of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, that you have known him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, that you have conquered the evil one. I have written to you, children, that you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, that you have known him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young people, that you are strong, and the word of God resides in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the arrogance produced by material possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with all its desires. But the person who does the will of God remains forever. Psalm 120, a song of ascents. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. I said, O Lord, rescue me from those who lie with their lips and those who deceive with their tongues. How will he severely punish you, you deceptive talker? Here's how. With the sharp arrows of warriors, with arrowheads forged over the hot coals. How miserable I am, for I have lived temporarily in Meshech. I have resided among the tents of Kedar. For too long I have had to reside with those who hate peace. I am committed to peace, but when I speak, they want to make war. Proverbs 28:25-26. The greedy person stirs up dissension, but the one who trusts in the Lord will prosper. The one who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but the one who walks in wisdom will escape. Okay, so here we are, final month of the year, here in the rolling hills of Tennessee, where we are like on the edge of the time zone. We get like our days are so short. Man, it gets to be long. I like struggle with this seasonal depression that it's just so hard that it gets so dark so early. But the days are short. And yet we still have some really significant ground to cover before we can finish the Bible. So, for example, in our reading from 1 John today, we were invited to contrast our claims with our actions. And that is congruent with the letters of James, for sure, and with 1 and 2 Peter. So John is also teaching that the evidence for a claim of faith is actually not in words, but in an actually transformed life. Otherwise, the claim is false. He says it like this: if somebody is going to claim, I know God, but does it, now think about that, because we're all claiming this in some way or another. So if somebody claims, I know God, but does not obey God's commandments, and this is like very direct language here, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth. Ouch, like dang, ouch. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love him. That is how we know we are living in him. Those who say they live in God should live their lives the way Jesus did. So we can see that James and Peter, they were not like masking their words or their points, and John isn't mincing any words either. And why would he? the fundamental goal, the aim of our faith, is that we might become like our Savior, like Jesus, Christ-like. And becoming Christ-like isn't only something that we say. We don't just say we're Christ-like. It's something that we become, something that we are, which requires we participate and collaborate in what is known as sanctification, transformation, being set apart as holy to God. This doesn't only happen because we hear about God or interact in some way with God. It touches everything about us, all of us, and everything that we touch, all of our relationships. John says, if anybody claims that they are living in the light, if somebody claims I'm living in the light, but hates a fellow believer, that person is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves a fellow believer is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates a fellow believer is still living and walking in darkness. I don't know which way to go. I've been blinded by the darkness. Man, like, this is direct stuff. But the point is clear. The point has been being made clear. Talk is very cheap. Like, an actual transformed life is very costly. So we can claim whatever we want. And our culture, like, posturing and curating, positioning ourselves in a certain way, like to have a brand, like our own brand. Like, we can claim whatever we want, but if our words and our deeds are not in line, then we aren't living truthfully. And if we are not living truthfully, then what are we doing? Living a lie. Living a double life. But why are we pulled toward this double life? What is false? According to John, the problem is that we have our trust in the world. And let's be clear, this is like not John speaking about trust in planet Earth. He's describing the system of humanity, of hiding in shame and being false in who we truly are. The system of humanity in its fallen and animal states. So in this context, the world would be described as the attempts of humanity to have an existence on this planet as our own sovereign gods, apart from the Most High God. And if we put our faith in a system just because everybody else has got their faith in this system that is designed to exalt us, then we are trusting in the world. And God is not in that. And that is pretty well on every page of the Bible. And this is why our cravings for sensuality in some sort of way, for everything that we see that we think we deserve, our pride, our arrogance, and our accomplishments, our hoarding of material possessions, do not fill the void, the hole deep within our spirit. If we're going to tether ourselves to a system that is only ever going to exalt us, and we are only ever in competition for each other for exaltation, then not only will it not ever work, not only will we only ever want more and never be full, then according to John, we cannot make true claims of faith. We are lying. So if we'll take some time today, beginning of this month, knowing that we're moving through the final month, to examine ourselves by just looking at what we claim and what is really going on inside of us that is hidden and what plays out in our actions, then we will probably find that our deepest insecurities, our deepest anxieties, these are tied to our attempts to make life work on our own terms, exalting our own selves, and frustration that we cannot get God on board with our will and our ways when it is only ever going to be the other way around. And so we're looking to the world, we're looking to other human beings in different groups of communities to give us meaning and purpose, and us versus them, and then competition from within. And so we end up reacting in pride, selfishness, or we'll surround ourselves with stuff or things or people or relationships or sensuality in order to try to mask the emptiness that is inside of us while we are breaking everything down around us in betrayal and destruction. John is challenging here to pull away, to like take a large step back from that. Then take another large step back from that, and then another, and then another, so that we can begin to get perspective of what we are participating in and realize that we are in a fading system that can never satisfy. And then with that perspective, to realize the presence of God and that we have been given much more than we could ever get or take. We have been given eternal life. Let's embrace this today and choose to align and choose to repair the breaches, the distinctive differences of our double lives, where we are with this in one situation and that in another. Let's choose to bring our claims and our actions into true alignment so that we are true. And Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. Like, we can get that intellectually, we can even get that, and it can hit us square in the heart because we know that's true. And yet then living this out in a consistent way requires change, real change, which starts with repentance, but real change is also really hard. And we have really well-worn tracks and patterns and paths and coping mechanisms and ways to reach for things to fill voids and fill the emptiness that just never gets filled. And so we have to truly transform on every level, and that takes time, commitment, and true repentance to change. That takes strength and endurance. And we are learning a lot about those words. And so, Holy Spirit, show us not only how to make a decision to change, but how to endure the pain of changing. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It's the website. The app is also home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. So, we had a good talk the other week about gratitude and Thanksgiving and And what is your campfire story as we celebrate 20 years of being around the Global Campfire? And a massive outpouring of stories have come in and literally brought Jill and I to tears so many times and to smiles. We know you by voice. Some of you we've had the pleasure to meet along the way, but we know you by heart. So to hear the stories of what God has done, it's like remarkably, deeply humbling. That is available now for you to dive into as well as we continue to move into the holiday season here. So that would have showed up today, along with Daily Audio Bible. It just would have showed up separately. So if you didn't notice that, wherever it is that you're listening, like in the app or wherever, a second program for today, Campfire Stories, would have also showed up. So dive into that goodness. Wow. Like literally sit at the campfire, and instead of what we do every day, which is why we come around the campfire, this is a chance where we're like sitting around the campfire together and everybody's taking a turn. And so enjoy that. That is available. It is the holiday season. And so it's holiday time around Daily Audio Bible. We've talked about it for several days now. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas box is available. And it is a very commemorative, very one-of-a-kind, unique offering this year. And so check that out at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop or using the app. Press the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner and you'll find the shop in there. So check out all the Christmas box and a couple of new things that are available for the holiday season. I mentioned a couple of times last week, this will be the last time I mention it, because there just won't be. We kind of shuffled some things around. We're going back to Israel in February. And originally it was going to be this kind of certain configuration, but then really like most of the Hardin clan, like most of us are going to go on this journey and not be there together, even though we've all kind of been there at different points and different times. We're going to kind of all go. And so we reconfigured, which ended up making a handful of spaces left on the buses. And so if you want to jump in, obviously it's our intention to continue to go year upon year as we can. And obviously we took you guys on a very grand adventure through the Roman Empire, through Turkey and Greece and Italy and Malta and some of the islands, with the intention of crafting that kind of experience as well. So this is just something that we've, you know, really making the Bible come to life, really making it a connected thing, not even so much in a completely theological way or in just some kind of awe-inspiring oratory in a Sunday morning kind of setting, but really connecting it in a way that you experience it. And has been what we've done these years. And so, yeah, we'll be going back. But if you want to kind of jump on the train or the plane, as it were, I would love nothing more than to visit you and see your face for the first time on the Mediterranean shores of the ancient city of Ashdod, where we will begin this adventure in February. So just a couple of spots. And so this will be the last time I'm calling out for it. But you can check that out at dailyaudiobible.com or in the app. Look for the initiatives section. And in initiatives, you will find Israel, and you can find everything that you're looking for there. Okay, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. There would not be a Daily Audio Bible. There would not be a Global Campfire. This wouldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened When we started this, we're just funding this completely. Both of us were in the music business, and this was taking so much time, effort, and energy, and just trying to keep up in a very competitive field in music. And there's just no way. There just came a turning point where it was like, we're gonna have to risk everything. And we did, and we lost a lot, and we gained a lot, but I wouldn't be here if we were not in this together. So thank you for those of you who can throw a log on. Keep the fire burning. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. And I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is one traveling chick from Texas. This is for Skip Morgan. Skip, you said you were feeling weak, a little down. You felt physically weak and depressed. Father God, we lift up Skip for you to you right now, Lord God, asking you to give him strength, Lord God. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit goes within him, Lord, and strengthen his physical body, Lord. Father, I pray for peace. I pray for joy in the Holy Ghost for Skip on today, Lord God. Father, let him feel your presence, Lord God. Let him remind him of how you have kept him to this moment, Lord God. So, Father, we just lift up Skip to you and just ask that you cover, you strengthen, Lord God, you protect him, Lord God, and just let him feel your presence. This I pray in Jesus' name. Skip, we are praying for you.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina. It is November the 28th. I just listened to Daily Audio Bible and heard Skip Morgan's request for prayer that he's feeling bad and depressed. And Skip, you know what? I'm in the same boat today as far as feeling bad. I suffer from a chronic illness, as well as I was a little depressed, or I am a little depressed based on just where the holidays have been for me. But, you know, sometimes we just have to lift each other up when we find ourselves in the same boat as somebody else. And I uplift both of us this morning to the Heavenly Father. Lord, you give us joy. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're going to praise you and give you glory because you're a good God who knows exactly where we are at any given moment. And Lord, Skip and I just need a touch of joy from you today, a touch of hope and grace and mercy over our lives. And Father, send what we need to just know that we're not alone and we're not suffering alone, and that you know what is needed in each and every moment for us to continue on and know that we have a loving Father who loves us beyond measure. So Skip, I'll continue to pray for you as I pray for myself. This is a day that he has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you for this opportunity to just pray with you and be with you. And Lord, I thank you for just laying Skip on my heart and letting us know that you are always with us, and you are the hope and the joy that we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Debs from Hampshire in the UK, and I'd like to pray for Skip. Hello, Skip. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling down at the moment and feeling physically weak. So, Skip, I'm just praying, Lord Jesus, come alongside Skip this week and over the weekend. Lord, give him the strength that he needs, both physically and emotionally. Help him to feel your presence. Skip, I heard your prayer and I'm praying for you. Sending lots of love. Bye.
Good morning, Deb family. Shalom, shalom. It is the day after Thanksgiving, and I just heard a prayer request from Skip. So Skip, I hope you're listening. I heard you. I felt you in my heart, Skip. And I am so sorry that you're feeling down. But God hears you. God loves you. God knows everything that's going on in your heart. And he is there for you. And if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. I'm so sorry that you're feeling down. But we just want to encourage you here to let you know you are not alone. You've got Brian and Jill. You've got your whole Dab family. But most of all, you have the greatest, the great I Am, and his magnificent son, Yeshua. So we lift you up. We lift you up to his throne of mercy and grace. And we say, Father God, we cry out, Abba Father. And we just ask him to wrap his beautiful, wonderful, loving arms around you and let you know that you are never alone. You are never alone. Alone. You are never alone. In Jesus' mighty name.